What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Smoke Free Zone. I'm your host, LeJean Dantzler. Today's topic, Ariana Grande and mental health. Stay tuned. Welcome back, and today's topic is Ariana Grande and Pete Davenport. There's been a lot of discussion last week regarding Kanye West as well, and mental health. And so Pete Davenport is a comedian on Saturday Night Live, and he is suffering from depression and mental health issues. Him and Ariana Grande were recently engaged to be married. And last week, Pete made a comment backing up Kanye West for his mental, his courage for standing up for mental illness. And Ariana replied in a way that was very insensitive, and she made it seem like he was just doing it for attention. And what ended up happening was he somewhat wrote a letter of like, this is it, I'm done with everything and everyone, and almost like a suicide letter on his Instagram. And I immediately saw it and wrote some encouraging words underneath it, because I know that suicide is real, and suicide is really, really scary, and it's something that you can't really play with. And after he wrote this letter on Instagram, he deleted his account, and everyone was super, super concerned because he's been on The Breakfast Club stating how he doesn't want to be on this earth and he's really, really depressed. And, you know, thinking about it, I get goosebumps because I've dealt with, in my personal life, a relationship I was in where I was performing for a New Year's gig, and the person I was with was really, really upset and really, really wanted me to be with him. And we were on the phone back and forth, and I was just like, I can come right after my tech rehearsal. Once my tech rehearsal's done, I can come over there and see you. And what ended up happening, and my intuition told me to go, he was like, I'm gonna kill myself. And I immediately picked up my things and headed to him. And lo and behold, when I got to his house, he had already swallowed maybe 15 pills, and he had written a letter saying that he killed himself and what he took and all that stuff. And we rushed him to the emergency, and they pumped him full of, I think it's charcoal. Charcoal is what they use to make you cough up the pills or decentralize the pills or whatever, right? And yeah, and it was really, really scary because he almost was lifeless when I found him in the room. And I feel like if I had ignored it, he essentially would have killed himself. He would have died. And so, you know, the reason why I'm talking about this topic is, you know, regardless of if a person on the exterior looks normal, right, doesn't mean internally they're going through struggles. And like, I understand that people need help and they need to seek help and they need to, you know, it's something that you work on. But when she made that comment about him using it just for clout was really scary because, you know, thank God he didn't kill himself. And so with my case and in my story, they kept him in the hospital. They kept him in the hospital for a week because when you attempt to kill yourself, they put you in a psych ward and they analyze you and they try to see if you're not crazy, right? And just not like sad or just depressed. They essentially thought he was crazy. And so I visited him in the hospital every day for like a week. And finally they let him out after like 6 days, 7 days. And it was really, really scary. And it's like nothing that you know, want to play with. You know, like going back to like that statement, someone can look externally okay, but not necessarily be internally okay. And people leave clues. And not everyone's going to flat out say they're going to kill themselves or I don't want to live anymore. But, you know, once we get away from being so self-centered, we'll be able to catch those clues when people are, you know, walking around secretly depressed. And I think, you know, I think it's a little bit deeper than what's led on in the media, especially when it comes to like Kanye West and Pete Davenport. And, you know, unfortunately, Mac Miller is another artist who's a rapper who committed suicide. And he committed suicide because he was depressed. And, you know, I listened to his Tiny Desk show on NPR. And in a few of the songs, you hear him allude to not wanting to be here anymore. And you see it in his demeanor. You see him really, really sad. And, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in our own world that we forget about the people that are literally right next to us. And, you know, I don't think it's a game. And I think the way in which Kanye West is behaving, people think that he may be okay, but I truly believe that he's not. And it takes lots of therapy and it takes lots of work to get to a place of understanding that life is amazing, that people, you know, care about him and love him. And it takes work. It takes work and it takes work. Even though Kanye West is with Kim and he has these beautiful children and we think that he's living it up because he's a celebrity, when deep down inside, he's probably going through turmoil. And so you just never know. And, you know, I urge us to reach out to someone you're thinking about or a friend and just, you know, no phone out, sit down with a person and just be like, how are you doing? How are you feeling, right? Because it just takes that one conversation for you to turn someone's day around. Not life, right? I'm not saying like be someone's therapist, but sometimes people will hold on to things and are afraid to talk about their things and are afraid to talk about their feelings. And so, you know, even though Ariana's statement was insensitive, it was stated that she, after the comment and after he deleted his Instagram and he wrote that letter, she rushed to his house to talk to him and console him. So I don't think she necessarily did it in a malicious way. I'm pretty sure she felt attacked as well, because they were in a relationship and she was being attacked by, not attacked, she was being confronted by Kanye West. But it all resulted from a comment that she made promoting herself while talking down about another situation that was going on with Kanye West and Drake. And we clearly can see that there's something wrong with Kanye, and just because he doesn't, just because you may not agree with all of his actions and his behaviors, he's still a human, and he's brought so much inspiration and joy to so many people's lives, and it would be sad for him to harm himself and kill himself because everyone's so anti-Trump and this, that, and third, and you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's human, and we have to realize that we all are human, and we all literally trying to figure this thing out. And if we just was a little bit more kinder and a little bit more gentler, one, we can prosper together, and also two, you've received that as well, because what you put out is what you get. And so, yeah, that's my thought on it. And you know, I try to talk about things that directly correlate with my life, and I also too had went through a period of depression, and it definitely wasn't fun, and it was definitely hard, and luckily I got through it and pulled myself out of it. And so, you know, let's all just be a little bit more loving and embracing. Yeah, just a little bit, especially this year, this new year coming, 2019. Let's start to embrace human, and not the disagreements that you have with humans. Because at the end of the day, everyone is entitled to their opinion. You can disagree, you can agree, you can agree to disagree, but at the end of the day, we're still human. And we all are secretly looking for love and appreciation. And I feel like if we extend more of that, not so much of the hatred, then I truly believe we would be at a better place. The suicide rate in the United States is massively high. And I think that is a result of us constantly being separated from one another through our fictitious social media platforms. And I'll get into that another time. But it's pretty alarming. And like I discussed in the last podcast, you know, when Kevin Hart made that statement, and you know, kids are being bullied in school, and even adults are probably being bullied online. You guys see when Cardi B or someone, a celebrity, says something or makes a statement, then everyone is in their comments and leaving these really, really nasty, nasty comments and these nasty, like, remarks. And it's just like, sometimes we don't flip the coin and be like, would I want that many people to be attacking me for my opinion, right? You know, and some people are not that strong to sustain and be like, oh, I don't care about people's opinions, things like that. You know, not everybody's that strong. And so, you know, we have more and more people self-medicating and things like that. And, you know, it's just, at the end of the day, we just need to love one another more. I hope that helped you guys, and I love you, and let's work for and work towards a more loving and peaceful 2019. Peace. Of the Smoked Free Zone. Let's connect. I would love to hear your opinions, your thoughts on the matter of mental health. Let's connect on Instagram. My Instagram handle is LAJON_DANTZLER. Or Facebook, my name, LaJon Dantzler. Or you can email me at smokedfree@gmail.com. I love you guys. Stay blessed, and let's talk soon. Peace.